right fielder, number three, Babe Ruth, number three.
Babe Ruth was the Yankee franchise. Babe Ruth is the house that Ruth built and everything that goes along with it.
Well, Babe Ruth has one of the largest homes in New York City, the house that Ruth built. This is one of the great landmarks in New York City, one of the great landmarks in the United States.
When I was a youngster living in New York, I used to come up to the bleachers at Yankee Stadium and watch the Babe play.
He'd come to the ballpark, sit on the bench, and talk to us and tell us stories and come in his camel hair coat and the camel hair hat. And not many guys look good striking out, but even he looked good striking out.
We knew who Babe Ruth was. We might not have known who the President of the United States was, but everybody knew Babe Ruth was.
On February 6, 1895, in a row house on Emory Street in Baltimore, Maryland, George Herman Ruth was born. And what a babe he turned out to be. What you're about to hear are Babe Ruth Centennial Minutes, a collection of thoughts and memories from the handful of those left who knew this baseball legend, as well as players and coaches past and present who offer their feelings on the Babe and baseball. Throughout the season, you'll hear compelling stories from the ones who saw him play and stories off the beaten path from people who simply share the same love of
Museum with another Babe Ruth Centennial Minute. We'll be back after this.
During his prime, Babe Ruth got away with a rule violation or two, or three, including sitting on the Detroit Tigers bench with a game in progress.
Here's Mel Allen.
The Yankees were so far behind, and he had made the last out in the eighth inning. He didn't think he'd have a turn at bat, and he was just having some fun. Lo and behold, the Yankees began a rally. And the first thing he knew, they were batting around, and it was his turn to bat. So he had to come off the Tiger bench, walk across behind home plate, over to the Yankee dugout, get his bat, walk up to the plate. And typical of Babe Ruth, he hit the ball over the center field fence and won the ball game. How about that?
A Ruthian tale, as only Mel Allen could tell it.
From the Babe Ruth Museum in Baltimore, Maryland.
Babe Ruth was bigger than life, baseball's greatest star, and it seems only fitting that his star shine brightest in America's bigger-than-life metropolis, New York City.
This is Doug Roberts with Mike Gibbons of the Babe Ruth Museum with another Babe Ruth Centennial Minute. We'll be back after this. Babe Ruth's huge impact on baseball was unlike anything before or since, and New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani says Ruth had a similar effect on the Big Apple.
Well, Babe Ruth has one of the largest homes in New York City, the house that Ruth built. This is one of the great landmarks in New York City, one of the great landmarks in the United States, and it literally was built by Babe Ruth. He really began the winning tradition of the Yankees. He helped define what New York City means to so many people all throughout the country, all throughout the world. And there were only a few people that really captured the spirit of New York, people who played here, people who worked here, and Babe Ruth was one of them.
Yankee great Phil Rizzuto says the Babe was so big he was impressive even when he failed.
Not many guys look good striking out, but even he looked good striking out.
Big Apple testimonials from Scooter and the Mayor.
From the Babe Ruth Museum in Baltimore, Maryland. You've heard all the stories, but was Babe Ruth really baseball's Pied Piper? Did he really care about the kids?
Hi, this is Doug Roberts with Mike Gibbons of the Babe Ruth Museum with another Babe Ruth Centennial Minute. We'll be back after this.
If you ever wondered about Babe Ruth's true affection for kids, listen to this story.
In 1926, the Yanks had an off day in Cleveland, and Ruth took the opportunity to visit an orphanage in nearby Sandusky, the home of 13-year-old Chuck Spohler.
The orphanage had the kids pitch to Babe that day.
All except one, Chuck Spohler. His son, Alan, remembers what happened.
Babe was, of course, hitting everything out of the park. And then he looked over the sidelines and saw a little boy who was dressed to play but wasn't playing. It was my dad, who had been crippled with polio, and he was sort of being left out of the game. Well, the Babe pointed to him and said, come on over here, pitch a few to me. And my dad went up to the mound. And because he had been practicing, he was able to get the ball over the plate. During that entire day, my dad was the only kid to strike out Babe Ruth. It was something that my father remembered for the rest of his life.
A legend comes to life
from the Babe Ruth Museum in Baltimore, Maryland.
You might think that Babe Ruth's favorite pastime would coincide with the rest of America.
But Babe's daughter Julia says not so. This is Mike Gibbons with Doug Roberts of the Babe Ruth Museum with another Babe Ruth Centennial Minute. We'll be back after this.
Julia Ruth Stevens grew up on the Massachusetts farmhouse estate of Babe Ruth and his second wife, Claire.
And she remembers that while baseball was her famous father's first love, in the offseason he enjoyed quite a few pastimes.
Including bowling, which...
It was something that you could do when you couldn't play golf in the wintertime.
But Julia's real revelation is that the Bambino was hooked
on radio, and one show in particular.
Daddy was an avid Lone Ranger fan, and it didn't make any difference who was there or who was coming or anything else. He listened to the Lone Ranger every single night. And then when it was over, we'd go and have dinner.
So goes another Hi-Ho Bambino
from the Babe Ruth Museum in Baltimore, Maryland.
The year was 1927, and on a hot summer night in Boston, 10-year-old Paul Creighton was about to be paid a visit by baseball's Sultan of SWAT.
Hi, this is Doug Roberts with Mike Gibbons of the Babe Ruth Museum with another Babe Ruth Centennial Minute. We'll be back after this.
Paul Creighton's older sister worked at the posh Brunswick Hotel, New York Yankees headquarters in Boston.
It was there she got to know Babe Ruth and many of his Bronx Bomber teammates.
One night, she invited the Babe and Yankee manager Miller Huggins home to sample some of her dad's home cooking.
The big thrill was the night when my father woke me up and said, get up and meet Babe Ruth. I was but 10 years old at the time. Babe Ruth and Miller Huggins had driven my sister home, I think perhaps to sample my father's home brew. That prompted me. I just woke up about every kid in our neighborhood, so we filled the house up pretty good. And he signed autographs and just made it a very pleasant late-in-the-evening event for everybody.
So there were the Babe and Miller Huggins and a gallery of kids in the Creighton living room
at 11 o'clock at night.
We, of course, had a million questions to ask, how to hold a bat, and whatever 10-year-old kids would be interested in. Most of us were just pop-eyed looking at them.
A memory of a lifetime.
From the Babe Ruth Museum in Baltimore, Maryland.